You mentioned the importance of defence. I note that you've changed the definition of defence spending to include the whole of UK intelligence and some FCDO spending, when previously MI6 pensions were included. Was that to effectively pull the wool over our eyes? Why did you do that?
No, so our commitment is to get to 2.5%. We have not included all intelligence spending. We have
included some intelligence spending. You have,
yes, we have under the NATO definition, because obviously, increasingly, intelligence is an important part of our defence. Intelligence when it comes to Russian operations, for example, but that takes us to 2.6%. Because we were spending 0.1% of GDP.
The NATO wording is expenditure is included only in proportion to the forces that are trained in military tactics, are equipped as a military force, can operate under direct military authority in deployed operations. So MI6 and MI5 are going to be drafted for military conscription.
No, the intelligence service. This is exactly what the United States do, and it's under the NATO definition. I'm absolutely confident of that. We're not putting all intelligence spending in. It's just the proportion that is related to our country's defence, because increasingly intelligence is an important part of our defence. But, Nick, our promise in our manifesto was to get to 2.5%. We get that. To that under the old measure, but when you add in that intelligence spending, it takes it up to 2.6%. And of course, we've got that commitment in the next parliament to get to 3%. But yesterday, we put £11 billion a year by the end of the parliament.